Okay, let's go. New sugya. So the Mishnah tells us, Me'idim anu b'shvon shuchav l'chaver elav zuz, amenas litin lo mikan bat shoshim yom, gomer mikan bat eser shonim. So omdim kamadim rosi ten v'yad v'yado, elav zuz bi bein nosi mikan bat shoshim yom, bein nosi mikan bat eser shonim. So the Mishnah identifies a striking case, and what's going to happen over the next blot of Maseches Makos, which is like what keeps it interesting, is we're going to go from topic to topic to topic. Every day, new topic, and it's all kind of in this guise. We're going to have a Hilchos Shabbos topic, a Hilchos Mikvos topic, a Hilchos Shvius, a couple of days on Shvius, so you got a lot of variety coming up. And the Gemara now is telling us that if you have a loan, the loan is a 10-year loan, but the Edom say it's due in 30 days, so, and the founder of Edom Zomim, what's the halacha, what does the Mishnah say? So you have to, it's a funny, you make a calculation, how much would a person rather have, biyado, 1,000 zuz, beinos mikan vat shoshim yom, beinos mikan vat eser shanim. Like it's a long verbiage, it's a lot of words there. And in a nutshell, somehow the Mishnah is expressing some kind of time value of money concept. And would you rather have $1,000 for 10 years, or would you rather have $1,000 for 30 days? Obviously, you'd rather have $1,000 for 10 years. There's a time value of money. Money can make money. And as a result, by them accelerating the due date of the loan, that is damaging the nidon, and for that they have to pay the difference that you'd rather have for 10 years versus 30 days. That's the language of the Mishnah. So let's, before we get into any further into the Gemara, let's take a look at the Ramban. And the Ramban asks Akasha, which is going to be directly related to what we discussed yesterday in Shir. So Ika de Kashale. Bottom line, how much does the nidon own? How much does the Nidon owe? 1,000. Whether he owes 1,000 in 10 years or owes 1,000 in 30 days, how much does he owe? 1,000. So what then really are the Edim causing him to lose? What? What are the Edim causing him to lose? Meaning, one word, profit.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Oh, because you have to get the money. How else would he be getting the money?
No. By having the money for 10 years, he can do stuff with the money. That money can work for him. So that, and if it's only buying for 30 days, it cannot work for him. So what he's losing is that revach, that profit, that upside of having that money. That when I bought my house, 1997, I paid $248,000. I don't know how much it's worth now, but I do know that in Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph, it's worth more. Now, it doesn't help me anything, because if I sell it, I gotta buy something, which is also gonna cost me a pretty penny. But all I know is that if I had $248,000 today and not the house, I'd be much worse off. Because that money, that time worked for me, that did something. And it's not just inflation. Things grow. So that's what I'm losing. I'm losing the profits. That's what the Ramban is bothered by. Because in general, when a person's mazik someone, let's say you mazik someone $100. Let's say you steal from someone $100. And now you're going to pay back 6 months later. How much do you pay back? You pay back $100. You don't pay back $100 plus the profit. You don't pay that back. Even though if he had $100 by him, he could have earned money on that $100. You don't pay that back. That's the kasha of the Ramban. Let's see inside. Ika de kasha. Came to Haigavra Machayev Lechavre. Hanu Alfe Zuze Demisadi Hani. He's Lechayev anyway, $1,000. My avdile. What did they do? Revacha de Ravach Bumi Kanvad Eseshonim. What he lost was the Revach between now and 10 years. And now as the Ramban, I'm a Shami, Lo Yehe Ella de Kogazlimine Alpha Zuze, Ubatlua Velo Ravach Bu. You pay what you stole, not the lost profits. So why are the Eidim Zom Chayv anything? That is the kasha of the Ramban. Now, just to analyze the question for a second, what's the assumption of the question? The assumption of the question is, speak up loudly.
That they are high up to pay.
That the Nidon is chayv 1,000. True, he's chayv 1,000 in 10 years, but he's chayv 1,000. And his balance sheet says liability of 1,000. And therefore, says the Ramban, Mali 1,000 in 10 years, Mali 1,000 in 30 days. The difference is profits. And you don't pay for profits. Werner, lock in. Every bang that Dr. Waxberg has to hear is because you, Werner, are not locking in. So his ears are being plagued because of you. You're not being locked in is reverberating 6,000 minds. Just understand the impact. Now, so comes the Ramban and says, "I have a chiddush for you." And the reason I gave shi yesterday the way I did is because of this Ramban. Says the Ramban, "V'lo kasha, dehocha kaven dehashta lo mechayv lo klum, kiman demifsidi minei alfe zuzei damei." No, the assumption is wrong. How much does the Nidon owe right now? Zero. So how much of the Eidim being mafsid him? 1,000. Not profits. 1,000. But is it really 1,000? It's not really 1,000 because if he's going to pay now in 30 days, he won't have to pay what? 1,000 in 10 years. Memela, that's shibud nechosin. That is on his property that is now lifted is a good thing to him. So how much is the Eidim Zomim losing? How much is the Eidim Zomim causing damage? 1,000? Minus the benefits of the Shibud. Which is exactly what we said in yesterday's Shir within Rav Nosson, that Ketzat Shomim Be'isha, is that it's a total loss minus the Chelek of the Isha. That is yesterday's Shir is premised on this Ramban. And Ramban's Yesod and the Havamina and Maskana of the Kasha and Teres is once again, how do we view a debt that is not payable for some time? Do we view that as a debt, just not payable yet? Or do we say, no, it's a zero. And now the Eidim Zomim Mechayv 1,000, plus you subtract now the lost Shia. Now I would suggest the following. Now we go into the Gemara. And maybe, that's exactly the machlekes, lishna kama and lishna basra of the Gemara. Because here you have a 10-year loan. And the Gemara says, lishna kama, when a 10-year loan, what's the din? Shvius mishamtasa. Shvius will cancel the debt. And then the Gemara tells us, lishna basra, ain't shvius mishamtasa. Shvius does not cancel the debt. Yes, no. What happens in a 10-year loan? Does Shvius attack the debt? So look at the Lashon of the Gemara. In the Lishna Kama, Shvius Mesham Tasa, why? Afal Gavda Hashta Lo Karinan Bey Lo Yigos. Even though right now, in year 7, can the Malveh make collection? Why not? Because it's not due yet. And therefore you might think what? And therefore you might think what? That there's no chof. There's no chof. If it's not collectible, if you can't press anyway, there's no chof. And if there's no chof, then what? Then what? What does Shemitah do? It will not cancel, because it's not to cancel. Kamash malon. No. Since Sof Asli De Lil Yigos, it is payable in year 10. That means that there is a debt. And once there is a debt, Shemitah cancels. In other words, essentially, that is the Hava, the Kasha. That's the Havamina of the Ramban. And what is the Lishna Basra saying? Ika de Amre, ain't Shvias Mishantasa. Why ain't Shvias Mishantasa? Because Afal Gavda Asle de Lo Yigos, even though year 10 there will be an Issa to press, but Hashta, Mia Lo Kumi Lo Yigos. You can't press now. You can't make a claim now. Which means what? Which means what? Is there a chov here?
Yeah.
Yes, usili de lo yigos. But right now, in year 7, no lo yigos. He can't make a claim. Can't make a claim. There's no chov. If there's no chov, what does Shemitah do? Nothing. So ain't shvias mishan tasa. That's the second opinion. So the chakira is this 10-year loan. Does the 10-year loan, is there a chalos chov? If there's a chalos chov, shvias cancels. If there's no chalos chov because it's not yet payable, then shvias does not cancel. That is what I would suggest is the machlekes lishna kama lishna basu. Lishna kama is saying, even though right now it can't make collection, since I can make collection year 10, there's a chov. Once there's a chov, shvias cancels the chov. That's the ikat akashya of the Ramban. From yesterday. Yeah. That would be in line with the other sheet. Rav Nassim was the problematic sheet yesterday because we were summoning the loss of the Baal. Okay, now. I asked you to take a look at the Rambam to see what the Rambam says over here. And the Rambam says something very interesting. She is going to be fast today. Be done before you know it. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. How does the Rambam pask? How does the Rambam pask? Tes. Just tell me, Lisha Kama, Lisha Basra. Lisha Basra ain Shvias Misham Tos. Shvias does not cancel the debt. Why will Shvias not cancel the debt? Because in a 10-year debt, we don't see there yet as a... There's no chov in year 7. There's no chov. I don't have to pay. Do I have to pay in year 7? I don't have to pay in year 7. So what's Shvias going to cancel? I don't have to cancel because I don't have to pay. I will have to pay. Good one, I have to pay. Then it'll be able to cancel, right? And I don't have to cancel. Says the Rambam. 9-9. Hamavas chaviv a couple of zman lasses shonim eino mishamet ve'afa pishu bali de lo yigos harei hu ata eino yachol lingos, says the Rambam. Tell me what this means. Simnagar. Simnagar. You can have your eyes closed with your eyes open. Be very careful. Tread carefully. Says the Rambam. Hisne imo. What does hisne imo mean? You make a tnai. Shelo yitzba'enu. That you will not do what? That you're not going to collect on the debt. Shvias mishametas. Shvius Neshamets. Let's get this down. You have a 10-year loan. What's the halacha? Does Shvius cancel a debt? Doesn't cancel a debt. But if I don't have a 10-year loan, I have a loan that says, it doesn't say a term. It doesn't say a term. Stam halva. So when is it payable? L'chora? Whenever I want. Whenever I want. But I tell you, listen, don't worry about it. You got 10 years. Hisne imo, I make a tnai, shelo yitzba'enu, that I'm not going to go ahead and collect on the debt. Not ever. Not ever. I'll give you time. And that time runs through Shemitah. What does Shemitah do? Cancels the debt. Could someone explain to me what's the difference between a 10-year loan, Shemitah does not cancel the debt, and Hisne Imo Shelo Yitzba'enu, where Shemitah does cancel the debt? And when you answer, I would like you to answer with lumdus of terminology. I want you to give me a lumdus of formulation. Schneier, your hand fell down the second I said that. Like, why? That's a scary thought. Yes, Shmuel.
Can I quote the next Gemara?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yehuda. One set. Let the man finish.
When you say a loan anytime, you might even pay it back before. So you're not thinking of Shemitah. So Shemitah would cancel.
Yehuda, you're bothering me. They're all bothering me today. That was very balabatish. That was balabatish. Really? Eli Rubin. Are you giving me an answer? Are you giving me an answer?
I don't want you to ask me questions. The amount of time in the second case isn't specified.
This is the second case. It's a stam hava,
right.
And I agree. I commit that I'm not going to be taveir for 10 years. No. Lebrecht.
When you said fixed 10 year, and you said the choiv only exists after the 10th year, on the 10th day, but when it's an over one, and the choiv is every single day, but the Tanai is just pushing it off.
Okay. Fair enough. Good. In other words, when I have a 10 year loan, and yes, I'm going to use the word cheftza. The cheftza of the loan, inherent in the loan, the cheftza of the loan is a 10-year loan. And the Rambam says, if the cheftza of the loan is not subject to repayment, b'tor cheftza of the loan in year 7, there's no chov to cancel. Because in order for there to be a chov to cancel, what do you need? A chetza of a chov. But if the loan says 10 years, there's no chetza of a chov. Over here, what does the loan document say? It doesn't have a term. So is there a chetza of a chov? Yes. Now the malve. Yes. The Gavra HaToveya is agreeing, I am not going to collect. But is that an organic part of the Cheftz of the Chov, or is that just, he's saying, I'm not going to collect. I'm not going to make a claim. So once it is external to the Cheftz of the Chov, he is saying, I'm not going to collect. that already there's a chol upon which for shmita to be chal, and shmita will cancel that debt. Now this is not my pshat. It's the correct pshat. It's clearly the correct pshat. But if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, I just want to read you the words and see how you read a rishon, and then you just use a lumdish of, he's giving this idea, just we're using more modern, shall we say, lumdish formulation.
This is but, all within the lashon of us, right?
This is within the lashon of us. So the Rambam writes as follows, his ne'ima. So he says, what's the difference between amanas loit ba'enu shvius meshametes and the resha? V'nirali tamadavar. Sha'af api she'ina yachol ligos. Also, once I agree I'm not going to make a claim, I can't make a claim, so it's now lo yigos. But kevan shahachov mutal alov. But does the loive have a chov on him? The answer is yes. And he's chayv lefroa. He has a chiv to pay. And so in such a case, even though he, the malvis, says I'm not going to collect, it's not the same as the chov is nogus v'omeru. It's subject to collection. B'toras chov. V'lodomi l'kovei alav zman she'en alav shum chiv b'toch hazman. But when it comes to Kavala Ozman, a 10-year loan, there is no chiv b'toch hazman. Memela, Shemitah has nothing upon which to chal.
If the 10-year loan falls out of Shemitah.
What?
If the 10-year loan, the due date falls out of
Shemitah. Well, you already have hit a Shemitah. Don't give me a 10-year loan. A 3-year loan. With a due date falls on. Can you hold off on that for a second? Thanks. By the way, I just want to... I'll do the by the way soon. Okay, I have another. Okay, look at the next sugya. I told you look at a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos has the following. Interesting. Are you allowed to lend stuff? Let's say Rech Yantif.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah. Don't say yeah. So the Gemara has a machlekes itmar. Havos yantiv, Rav Yosef lo nitna li tava. You can lend stuff, but can you make it binding? Can you make it binding? Will Beis Din enforce loans, yantiv loans? So Rav Yosef says no. Rav says yes. Rav Yosef says no. Diam is nitna li tava, because if I can bring him to Beis Din for a yantiv loan, osi lemechtav, he might come to. To write, and that he can't do, and Rava says no. Nitan alitava, you can claim in court. The am is lo nitan lo yavle yovlo avle, but asim numneisim gaz yantiv. I'm not going to go and lend him food. I'm not going to lend him meat because I can't get it back in Beis Din. So I'm not going to do it. And he's now going to have a yantiv without basar, and that's going to be monea from him simchas yantiv, and therefore we'll allow him to be tayvet. So Machlekes Rava and Rav Yosef, whether you can be Toiveya loans in Beis Din that were based on Yontif. Now.
One
side to say no is he might come to write it down then.
But that's the...
That's the reason that it's Aser. And the reason that's Mutter is because, yeah, that's a concern, but there's another concern. People are not going to have Simchas
really
Yontif. What? Obviously.
Yes.
100%?
Meaning like,
what's really a concern?
Meaning, do we actually think the guy's going to go get a pen?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
And forget it's young.
100%. 100%. 100%. Really? Yeah, people, not everyone's so religious. Okay.
Why don't you just beforehand just, hey, by the
way. Okay. Weiter and Shas. Now, Gemara has the following brisa. Meisiv Rav Idi Bar Abin. Hashochet es hapara. So now, this whole, there are a lot of Masechas Beitza, Shabbos discusses, you have a big para. Are you allowed to shek the para on Yantif?
Yeah.
For sure. But that's a lot of meat. You don't want to lose the whole meat, so you want to dish out the meat to all the people in your neighborhood, and they're going to pay you for it. So you give them that meat, they're going to pay you for it. Hashochet es hapara v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. And you're dishing it out on the first day of Rosh Hashanah this coming year, which is the end of a Shemitah year. So, im haya chodesh me'ubar, what does a chodesh me'ubar mean? If Elul is a full 30-day month, then when is the first day of Rosh Hashanah? No, it's today. It's the last day of Elul, in which case I'm shechting the animal, giving out all the meat, Waxberg, giving out all the meat, and what am I doing? I'm loaning him the meat, I'm expecting to be paid back, but now it's what? It's Lamed Elul, and what's going to happen? Shemitah is going to cancel the debt. Shemitah is going to cancel the debt. No? Im Haya Chodesh El Me'ubar Mishamet. Shvius will cancel the debt. The Im Lav, and if it's really Aleph Tishrei, it's already the eighth year, then Eino Mishamet. So watch this kash. Who is the one who says you can't make claims in Bezdin? What? Rav Yosef says you can't make claims in Bezdin. Why? Because he might come to?
Right.
He might come to right. So, when I ask, if you hold like Rav Yosef, that lo nitna li tava, that you can't what? You can't make a claim. You can't make a claim. Then my mishamet. Why should? Why should Shemitah cancel the debt? Shemitah shouldn't cancel the debt. Because when does Shemitah cancel the debt? If there's a chov. But is this chov collectible? It's not a collectible chov. Why is it not a collectible chov? Because you're not allowed to tovea. Once it's not a collectible chov, then what? Then what? Then Shemitah doesn't cancel. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hossam. This case was different. This case is different. Ti igloi milsa decholhu. This case turned out it wasn't done on Yontif, it was done on before Yontif. So we're all good. You can be Toveya, because it's not a chov of Yontif, it's a chov of before Yontif. And you can be Toveya. And that's why Shemitah will be Mashamit. But if indeed it was what? It was a chov of Yontif, what would Shemitah do? Shemitah couldn't cancel. Why not? Because there's no chov, because he can't make a claim. Now, I put on your mama komos a rush.
Wait, why would he be able to make a claim?
Hold on. I put it on the mama komos a rush. Who asked a rush? Rush is Rabbeinu Shimshon Misens.
That's the rush sounds?
Yeah. The rush says as follows. Look at source number 8. Source number 8. Where it's he quotes our Gemara, and then he says, "V'tema, demashma, delamanda amar nitna litava." According to Rava, who says you can make a claim, asila masnis in shapir, and then everything makes sense, right? The only kasha is according to who? According to who? According to Rav Yosef. The only kash is according to Rav Yosef. But according to Rava, is it good?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you can what? You can make a claim. You can make a claim. 1 second! You can make a claim. Wait, when are you going to make the claim? When are you going to make a claim? When are you making the claim? According to Rava, it's good. I understand why Shemitah is going to cancel the debt. Why? Because you can make a claim. When are you going to make the claim? After Yontif. After Yontif. You're not going to make a claim on Yontif. You can't. So yes, am I? Val korcha lo pliki ela la'acha Yontif. Kedemuk hachasam, aber biyotif, Kulu modu de lo nitna li tava. Even Rava agrees that on yantiv itself you can't do what? You can't make a claim. Velo, and therefore on yantiv it's lo karina bay, lo yigos. Because mimana shaki can't make a claim. Bishvius. De my karina bay lo yigos. Achakach, emo midi to have a kamava chavel esa shonim. The perakama, the makos, dav gimam beis. Holy smokes. Rabosai, what is he saying in the kasha? This is a 10-year loan. I don't mean a 10-year loan. It's a 2-day loan. It's a 3-day loan. But can you make a claim when the year crosses from the 7th year to the 8th year? Can you make a claim then?
Yes.
Can you make a claim when the year transitions from the end of year 7, beginning of year 8? You can't. Why? Because it's Rosh Hashanah. So you can't make a claim. So now that you can't make a claim, it's low yigos. And even though it'll be ushly do lide lo yigos, but hashta, it's not lo yigos. And therefore asks the Rosh Mishans, why does the Gemara think this works? It's a kash according to Rav Yosef, it's work, and it's good according to Rava. Even according to Rava, Shviyah should cancel the debt. Shviyah should not cancel the debt. Why? Because you can't make a claim. Do you hear the kasha? Did I lose you on the kasha?
I feel lost.
I feel lost in the kasha. I'm getting a lot of blank stares.
Rosh Hashanah. Day one, day two. We're assuming this day one is the last day of year 7. Okay? This is Shvius, and this is Shmius. On this day, they shecht an animal, they dish out all the meat. Okay? Shecht and dish. Okay? Rav Yosef says, what's Rav Yosef's position?
You can't make a claim.
Eino yachal litzboa, to get back payment for your meat. You're not allowed to. Why? Because on a loan on yontif, the word you might come to, you might come to right. Rava says, yachal litzboa. Why yachal litzboa? Because a word you're going to be moneah misimchas yontif.
So now the Gemara asks the kasha on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, Kasha Rav Yosef, that if it's a Chodesh Me'ubar, the din is, in this case, Shvius is Mishamet. Shvius will cancel a debt, i.e., is there a Chov? Is there a Chov? Meaning, was there a Chov upon which for Shvius to cancel?
Yes.
But according to Rav Yosef, can he make a claim?
No.
So he can't make a claim, that means there is no chov. If there's no chov, then what's Shvius? Gonna be Mishan. So that's the kashan of Yosef. According to Rava, the Gemara assumes, is there a kash over here? According to Rava, are we good? We're good. Why? Because according to Rava, yachol itzvoa. You can make a claim. Since you can make a claim, then what? There's a chov. And if there's a chov, Shvius is Meshamet. Shvius is Meshamet at the end of the year. Now the Rosh asks, wait a second. On this day when Shvius cancels the debt, is there really a difference in Rav and Rav Yosef? No, there's no difference because even Rav says on that day, Eino, Yachol, Litzvoa. If Eino Yachol Itva, can you bring the guy to court can he ask you for your money back? You can't ask for your money back. You can't bring him to court. You can't do any of that. So therefore, on the 30th day, it's Eino Yachol Itvoa. If it's Eino Yachol Itvoa, then should Shvius be Meshamet? It should not be Meshamet. Yet the Gemara says, according to Rava, it is Meshamet.
On Yotah?
Here, at the end of the year. At the end of the year, it's Meshamet. At the end of the 7th year, it canceled the debt. You understand the kasha, Mama? Yeah. So, Bosai, simple answer. Simple answer. But a little bit of a knach, but a simple answer. What's the answer to this kasha? Simple answer.
Not doing a yontif. That's Rav
Lushan. What?
He's not doing a yontif. That's Rav Lushan.
So what? The court's canceled.
What?
Who cares if the court's canceled? You should still be able to. Still obligated to pay back.
Rava's going to say to you, good. Yontif tells me I can't bring you to court. Is yontif internal to this chov or external to the chov? Good, there's an issa yontif, I can't bring people to court. But that's what? That's external to the chov. Since that's external to the chov, back to the Kesef Mishnah, the chetz of the chov, does it exist? Yes. There's this lion standing over me right now called yontif that says I can't go ahead and collect. But does that mean there's no chetz of a chov? There's a chetz of a chov that I now have this thing called yontif that's barring me from collecting. But the chetz of the chov exists. Memela, what's the din? The din is it's going to be canceled. Let's go back to Rav Yosef now. According to Rav Yosef, why can't I collect on this loan? I can't collect on the loan because. Because what? Because if we allow me to collect on the loan, what might I do? I might come to right. Therefore, what? Just fill out the therefore. Therefore, what? What are Chazal basically saying? Chazal are saying, because of Shema Yavo Yeksiva,
that's why you can't.
There is no Chefza of a Chov here. There's no Chov here. And that's why we're not allowing you to collect. In other words, it becomes internal. Chazal Midrabaner is saying that this chov, because of Shema Yavol Dekziva, doesn't exist. And since it doesn't exist, what is the Gemara has a kasha? How can you say that she is Meshamit? There's no chov. There's no chov. So the lumdus, what I'm suggesting is, the lumdus of, really the machlokas, Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra, is a machlokas of what's the nature of the chov. Does lo yigos, does the inability to collect, does that impinge the chov? And what Lishna Basra is saying, according to the Rambam Shita, with the Kesef Mishnah's explanation, is you have to look at in the chetz of the chov. Lishna Basra says, if there's a chetz of the chov, even though you can't collect now, Shmita will be Meshamit. But if I go ahead and, sorry, Shmita is ain't a Meshamit, because no chetz of a chov. However, if it's just a tznai, there is a chetz of a chov. If there's a tznai, there's a chetz of a chov. And over here, certainly, when the whole reason I can't collect is not because inherent in the chov, but it's because of an issa yontif that says I can't collect, that's external. For sure, Shvius will be Meshamet. And the Chiddush of Rav Yosef is that when it comes to his din, that we're not going to let you collect. So Bezin says we're not going to let you collect because we are concerned about this practice. You might come to right. Therefore, Bezin is basically being okay, the chefs of chov, and Mamela, Shvius will not be Meshamet. That's the first part of Shir today. The second part of Shir is how do we paskin? Lishna Kama or Lishna Basra? So the Rambam writes Lishna Basra. How does Tosis paskin? Tosis paskins Lishna Basra. Rabbosei, if I were to ask you though, Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? Shakama Lishna Basra. Does the Gemara give you any lean in one direction or another? So Tosis thinks yes. Tosis thinks yes. Why does Tosis think yes? Because the Mishnah is Misayeya to Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Kama, the Mishnah is a Kasha, and we come up with a Knech, Maisa Shtaros of Lebez. Prosable. But like it's a dichui of the kasha. Whereas Lishna Basra, the Mishnah is really a raya. And then, yeah, we're docha the raya with Moses Shos Lebez. That's how. What?
Is there any real difference in the bottom?
What? Yeah, for sure. Whether Shvi is Meshami.
But either way, if you use a mashkon or a Moses Shos Lebez, it's not Meshami.
If you do. Right, that's true.
Either way.
By the way, What does maskon do? Like, why do we say, if I gave a maskon, if I gave a maskon, why if I gave a maskon, shvi, it's not going to be shami? Why is that?
Because then you're going to get to keep the guy's things.
Oh, because it's basically just replacing the loan.
Because.
There's a way out of it. If you're holding up
because the piron hachov is already by the mouth. Piron hachov. The payment of the chov in Yiddish licked in the maskon. It's already lying in the maskon. Where's the maskon? It's by the mouth. So payment's already there. When he actually pays money to get back the Rolex, what's he really doing?
He's just exchanging.
He's redeeming the Rolex. He's redeeming the Rolex, but the payment is already in the maskon. That's the svara of Ma'avala maskon. What's the svara of Moshe Shtoros of Bezim, or what Rashi calls Prusbul? Is who has the obligation, so to speak, to cancel the debts? Who cancels the debts? Not best. The malveh. It's a din in the malveh. But if now the malveh gives over the debt to who? To Bezin to make collection, then you know there's nisir of on the malveh, but now he gives it over to them. They're not subject to these rules. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. But on Sunday, one second. Let me one last point. Rabosai, so the Rabbeinu Tam Rambam they pass the Lishon Basa because they see the Mishnah is a riot for Lishon Basa. For Lishon Basa, there's a rush. We'll see that Mitzvah Hashem Sunday. But there's a rush. No, sir, I don't get it. This is a case of suffix. It's a suffix. Lishon Basa, Lishon Kama. Suffix. I lend Jacob Rothman for 10 years. $100. Does he owe me the money? Does he owe me the money? 10-year loan. Does he owe me the money after 10 years? After 10 years, does he owe you the money? Don't say yes. The answer says the rush. It's a suffix. Suffix l'shakama, suffix l'shambas. How do we deal with suffix? How do we deal with suffix? So what does that mean, l'chumra? What does that mean, l'chumra? So one possibility is that this is a dine mominus shaila. And in dine mominus, Hamotzi mechavero, Alav Araya, who keeps the money? The Love, which yields the conclusion that Shvius is Mishamit. Which Lashon is that? Mishnakam. Or do we say no? This is a Yaradeya Shaila. It's not a Mamna Shaila. Does Shemitah apply to a 10-year loan? That's a halacha not in Dine Mamnas. That's halacha in Yeridea. Safek d'oraisa lechumra, which means we assume Shemitah does apply. Wait. Shemitah does apply, and then he keeps the money. That's not what I'm looking for. Anyway, it's 12:38. We'll take a look, but that's going to be the rush. That'll be the rush, and we'll see how that plays out. Sakalach. Shkolei Tzimunat. Thanks.